saving money on all your projects at Menards. Water seeping into your cracks in your concrete can cause costly damage over time. Keep water out and extend the life of your concrete with a tube of ready-to-use concrete repair. It's commercial grade, durable, flexible, and works great for gaps and cracks up to 3/8 inch. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. Hopefully it's starting off well for you. It is dark now, but the sky was apparently alight last night with the Aurora Borealis, or if you were in Quahog, Rhode Island, the David Boreanaz. But I was inside and I missed it again. Here it is, probably the greatest chance I've ever had in my life to see the Aurora Borealis, which I've never seen. And I was inside bowling. And I kept saying to my brother, I was like, I'm going to take my shoes off, put my regular shoes on, and go outside and take a look. Because I've never seen the Northern Lights, and this is probably my best chance ever. And I'm going to go, and I didn't do it. He had a good point. We're at Wonder Bowl. I probably won't be able to see anything. It'll be too much light pollution. I'd have to like go down the street, go to the airport or something. And I didn't do it. And then by the time I was done, everybody's like, oh, that's it. It's over. And then I saw other people posting about, well, there's going to be a second wave like between 10:30 and 11. I was like, I'm just going to go to bed. I'm not even going to mess around with this. So I guess I was reading in some places it's coming back tonight. So maybe tonight I'll hop in the car and drive somewhere. That might be easier. Somewhere where there's less light pollution than outside of Wonder Bowl. But I hope that you got a chance to see it. If not, I know Fun 107's Gazelle is working on a big gallery of photos that he's going to post. We'll have it at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But I also guess, you know, if you saw one photo, you saw them all. I mean, my Facebook feed was just filled with them last night. And I get it. It was an exciting thing to see. And this is one time that I put up a joke saying it, like, oh, my Facebook feed is just filled with pictures of the sky right now. But, like, it's a cool thing. And it's not like the eclipse where we're all seeing the same thing at the same time. We're all basically in the same area of Earth, even though the United States is pretty large. It was kind of cool seeing what it looked like from different parts of the world, but you saw one eclipse photo, you saw them all. But with the Northern Lights, it was a little bit different because you saw some different variations of color, different levels of intensity, depending on where people were and how close there was to other, you know, major light sources. But I'm hoping if it does happen again tonight, maybe I'll get a chance to go out. And I don't think I'm doing anything tonight. I was thinking about going to the movies with my movie subscription. But I don't know. Do I want to go see Terrifier 3? I really do. But I'm supposed to go see it with a friend. So do I want to wait? Or do I want to go see Saturday night? I mean, I'm going to want to talk about that with Phil Devitt. We're both huge SNL fans. I'm going to want to talk with him about the movie. But also, Phil Devitt is off for the next couple of days. He's on vacation. So I have a little extra time. He's going to be back with us on Wednesday. So we'll have ABC News for you between now and Wednesday. He'll be back Wednesday. So that gives me a couple of extra days to see it. But I might be able to go out on Monday and see it. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm cautiously optimistic about that film, by the way, this Saturday night film, because it looks good, but the portrayals could get a little caricaturish if they're not careful. And then the other thing that always bothers me is when people who aren't sketch comedy actors try to do sketch comedy. So there used to be a show on NBC called Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip, which was basically a Aaron Sorkin drama about a Saturday Night Live type show. And none of the comedy bits on that show were funny. Like none of, when they showed them trying to do the comedy show itself, the show within the show, it was not funny. And it was awkward, like painfully awkward. Like you had secondhand embarrassment for the actors for having to try to be funny. So I'm hoping that this doesn't get like that, because Studio 60 was made up sketches. This was actual real sketches that we remember well. Now, I don't know, you know, how much of that they're going to show, because the movie is about the 90 minutes leading up to the show. And I don't know how much like rehearsing they're still doing at that time to try to see if the jokes land. But I don't know. I'm definitely going to see it. I just don't know how I feel going into it. But I'm sure I'll come out of it thinking that it was fantastic. Anyway, 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Today is the final day for a couple of contests. First of all, it's the final day for our Mariah Carey contest. The final day to enter to win a pair of tickets to see Mariah Carey's Christmastime Holiday Extravaganza at TD Garden on Thursday, December 5th. Those tickets are brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. It's also the final day to hear your 10 cash codes for Money Talks. The first one will be at 8 a.m. There'll be one every hour. You know how the game goes by now, right? We've been playing it for 4 weeks. So you'll get your last 10 codes today, your last 10 chances. If you haven't been playing, don't worry. You can still jump in today. In fact, you can wait until 5 p.m. and get the very last code of the entire contest, put that in, and you're still entered for a chance to win $30,000. You just don't have as many entries as the folks who have been playing every day. So, 10 chances coming your way to try to win $30,000, and there'll be a $100 winner each hour as well. That all kicks off at 8 a.m. today for the final day of Money Talks on WBSM, brought to you by Mirasol's Cafe in Dartmouth and now in Fairhaven. Today is also October 11th, so it's my parents' wedding anniversary. Happy anniversary, guys. I wouldn't be here without you. Also, and you probably wouldn't be married without me, but that's a whole different story. The other part of it being October 11th is that today is Kazimierz Pulaski Memorial Day. It is a day set aside to honor Pulaski, the man for whom the Far North End Elementary School is named. So who exactly was he, and why is today his day? Well, today's his day because today's the day that he died. And he died as a hero of the American Revolution. However, he wasn't even American. He was from Poland, a member of Polish nobility who voluntarily came to help the Americans, or who became the Americans, fight off against their British oppressors. We have the whole story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And how it came to be that a New Bedford elementary school is named for him. Now, I remember reading about Pulaski when I was in probably high school, learning about the Revolutionary War. But I didn't go to New Bedford schools. I'm sure every New Bedford Pulaski elementary student knows who he was. But I remember reading about it probably in high school. But then I never really associated the two. I just thought when I heard the name of that school here in New Bedford that it must have been someone who had the same name, because New Bedford had such a rich Polish community. I said, well, there must have been someone here, because, you know, people do that all the time. If you've got the same last name as somebody famous, sometimes they give their kid that name. My mom didn't intentionally name me after the flute player. She named me after a character on Days of Our Lives. There was a character named Timmy Brady, and she's like, I like that name. I'm going to call him Timmy. My dad did not stick up for me and said, let's not name the kid after a soap opera character. Instead, he stood by and let it happen for all five kids. We're all named after soap opera characters. But the, not to throw you under the bus, Dad, but the, on your anniversary, no less, come on. But I always just assumed it was somebody that had the same name. You know, the same way you might know a Michael Jackson, or you might know a James Brown, or, you know what I mean? So I think that's where it got in my mind. But, you know, knowing the Pulaski story and the sacrifice that he made, the ultimate sacrifice he made to come and help people that weren't even his own countrymen, is pretty impressive. So the story's up at WBSM.com and the WBSM app if you want to check that out. I think you would enjoy it. We also can talk about a number of other things. It is Columbus Day weekend, right? Or Indigenous Peoples Day weekend, depending on how you choose to observe it. I think, you know, it's perfectly fine to celebrate both. I don't really celebrate Columbus. I acknowledge Columbus, but I don't really celebrate Columbus. Here's the thing. And I don't mean this to belittle Christopher Columbus in any way, so don't call up with your Christopher Columbus defense. But if he didn't find the New World accidentally, if he didn't find the New World, somebody would have. There's no way that it was never going to go undiscovered. So in 1492, he might have just got it done a little bit early. But America was going to be found. It was too big for everybody to just pass by it. And I wonder what's over there. I don't know. It seems pretty big. Well, keep going. We'll just go around. I think eventually somebody else would have found America. But that's not to, you know, belittle his accomplishments. But I understand also why it's such an important day to the Indigenous people and to those who choose to celebrate that. And I think that you can have both. Not both at the same time. We've all seen that episode of The Sopranos. But you can have observations of each. And both are equally to be revered, I guess. You know, just because I think it's what's the word I'm looking for? It's not one of my top holidays on either side. It's not something that it's kind of up there with like Flag Day and things like that, right? I know that it's there, but I don't have special things that I do for it. But maybe you do. Maybe you participate. I know there are parades. Maybe you participate in parades. especially if you are part of like the Knights of Columbus organization. Maybe you use that day to learn about, I mean, I always remember making our models of the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria, but it's just never been something that's been, it's actually a holiday that I mostly forget about, more so than anything because it's not a day off. So I don't remember. I'm like, oh yeah, oh, that's Columbus Day, right. You know, it's one of those bank holidays when you need to go to the bank. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Happy Leif Erikson Day.
Hey, that's a good day too.
It is. It's officially recognized by the U.S. government. It's when you mentioned Columbus Day, I was thinking. I remember you had a conversation with a woman Viking LARPer or whatever historian a few weeks ago.
Well, she's an archaeologist. Yeah.
Oh, she's an Okay. Even better. Now, have you ever read the Vinland sagas or the Greenland sagas?
I have not. I remember reading about them in school, but I didn't read them in their entirety. No.
Oh, okay. Because there's been some scholarly discussion about the location of Straumfjord, which would be the most southern point that the Vikings actually reached in North America. And Buzzard's Bay is one of those places. So I'm just wondering if there's any information out there. If there's any stories, you know, old Wampanoag stories of meeting the white devils or, you know, coming on boats. I've been trying to look myself and I haven't seen anything. So I'm just curious.
I know some
that
of
would be kind of cool.
Yeah. Some of the earliest stuff that I read was, you know, when the English started coming here in the early 1600s, before the Pilgrims and even before the Virginia colonies, that they did have, and I can't cite the source of where I read it from, but they did have knowledge of the people that came across the sea. So they did have tales that they told those English settlers that someone had been here before. And if you read, I don't know if it was in Philbrick or something else, but it was kind of like the English were dismissive of it because they didn't have any records of anybody coming there. So they just assumed that, you know, they might have been mistaken, that it might have been someone who came from their own coast or something, but
right,
but that
yeah.
They did have tales of these people that had come. And it's also entirely possible. I don't know the history of their history. They might not have been as well versed in the history of the Vikings as we are now, you know, the Pilgrims, I mean.
Yeah, you got to think about it. There's, science is finally catching up with it. You know, for a long time, it was, all right, 1050 is when Leif Erikson got here, but then they realized, okay, it was 30 years before that, and they could pinpoint it exactly when. I think it was 1021. They could test it by the wood. There's like some kind of climate thing that happened, and they could test the wood and discovered it was exactly 1021 when they arrived. But I'd love to find out if there was actually any settlements down here in Buzzard's Bay, or even if it went further south. Because another scholarly opinion on it is it even went so far as Long Island Sound for Straumfjord, you know, in the descriptions in the sagas. So it would be very, very cool. And it would be very cool to find out if there's any settlements, if there's any archaeological evidence around this area.
Well, let me ask you this. How familiar are you with Dighton Rock?
With Viking Rock?
Dighton Rock.
Oh, Dighton Rock. That is interesting. I'd love to find out. But the opinions on it are so spread out.
Mm-hmm.
And to somebody like me, it just looks like scribbles. But then you look at it, okay, it could be runes, it could be Ogham. I think that's the old Irish language, the written language, it just basically lines and crosses. I don't know what it is. I don't think anybody can come up with a definitive explanation for it.
The closest I came, which was a little bit out there, but I interviewed someone who on my internet show who researches the stories of the Anunnaki, and he said that some of that symbology did look similar to some of the symbology associated with that. But I mean, I think it's probably more likely that it was some explorers that were coming here that were just using some symbology that we don't have a way to decipher.
Right. Yeah. That's, I mean, Anunnaki, that's what, the from Nibiru?
Yeah. We're talking about an alien human hybrid race and all that. But I think it's more likely that it was just some sort of explorer that came here. And, you know, like the same way somebody 200 years from now might look at some of our graffiti and be like, what the hell does that say? You know, it could be the same kind of idea.
Yeah, that's true. Now, do you know anything about the I don't know. I used to watch the show, but after researching it a little bit, the guy seemed to be full of it. And but is that not Ancient Discoveries or something like that, or Discovering America, where he would find, like, he did an expose on the Dighton Rock, but he also did one on the stone, some stone found at No Man's Land south of Martha's Vineyard.
No, I don't think I've seen that.
Going back to the Vikings then, huh?
I don't think I saw that. I'll have to look for that.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah, but the stone, apparently, it's below sea level, and it's no man's land, so nobody's supposed to go over there. I'd be curious, because they say that has Viking runes, or it's said to have Viking runes carved into the stone that's now below the ocean level, below sea level, that would mark the entrance to Strom Fjord.
One thing I do know, and I don't know if it means anything, but you can draw a straight line from Dighton Rock through the Newport Tower through America Stonehenge in New Hampshire. So
I've seen that. Yeah,
I don't know if that means anything, but also you can draw a straight line through anything depending on where you draw the line. So
right, they say the same thing about pyramids between Mexico and Egypt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it all depends on how you want to draw the line. You can make a straight line from one point to one point anywhere, but very interesting.
How strong your drugs are.
All right. Well, I thank you for the call.
Yeah, have a good one.
You too. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Not too bad. Looks like they need to change the history books, because, you know, Columbus did not discover America. The Native Americans were already here. It's like you going over to Portugal and say, oh, I just discovered it. People were already there.
Right.
They made a big deal about Columbus. And from some other reports I read, don't remember where, but it couldn't be hard to find, that Columbus came here with a bunch of hoods. I mean, they were raping women and everything. The whole story is not out. So, you know, the book.
Well, I think a lot of the story has come out, and that's why you have so many people that don't want to celebrate Columbus Day. That's why you have people that refuse to acknowledge it.
I know. It's terrible.
It's not the story they told us when we were in elementary school.
That's right. That needs to be changed. What else? You know? Okay. As far as health and sickness, a lot of things are coming back. We got chicken pox now that's around. This building has got sickness over here now. There's a man, one of my neighbors, he just got out of St. Luke's Hospital. He had pneumonia real bad to the point they had to put him on a respirator. I am suspecting COVID in the mix. He didn't know. All he knew was his family were almost going to put him out. And thank God that they didn't, because he ended up walking out, but he was very sick. They could have killed him in the hospital. Whether you agree with me or not, I don't know. But lately, people who are in the hospital, they want you to sign papers to put you on the end-of-life care. You know, they give you the bottle with the drip and all. They just want to kill you off. That's what happened to him. We've had people here with the strep throat. Pertussis is coming back. It's already here. Now, you know what I'm going to say next. I'm thinking a lot of illegals are bringing it. You're probably going to fight me on that one. But all of a sudden, all these influxes of all different kinds of diseases all coming back. Now, I'm going to be talking later today to a medical person from a hospital. I have ties to that. and I'm going to find out a little bit more, because they're not putting all the information out here, and I don't know why. They have no trouble pushing vaccinations. Come and get your shot. Every time I go into the pharmacy for any reason, even if I'm just in there to look around at fingernail polish, they tell me the minute I get anywhere near that pharmacy, you can get your shots here, your flu shot, you can get your vaccine for the, you know, you can get this, you can get that, all kinds of different shots. Like, they want to give me 12 shots all at one time. And now the girl knows me. I said, listen, stop asking me that. Every time I come in, it's getting sickening. If I want a vaccine, I'll come and ask for it. Every time I come in here, you're asking me, and I'm not going to do it. So remember my face. I'm getting sick and tired of it. And not only that, Mr. Weisberg, I'm starting to get phone calls from the pharmacy. And when I go in there and complain about getting phone calls, oh, no, we don't do that here. Yeah, you're doing it. Because when it comes up on my phone, it says Walgreens right on it. But they're in my contact.
Well, it might not be them locally that's doing it. It might just be somebody from, like, Walgreens corporate that calls all their pharmacy customers.
I understand that. I understand, but I'm getting it, and I want it to stop. I don't want it. I understand they're going to make, they're pushing this. Come on. It's for money. It's for the pharmaceutical company. And when I go in there at any given time, when I go in the pharmacy, you can see the line of people waiting because they're all on a different side where the seats are. They're waiting for shots. It's ridiculous.
Well, maybe that's why all of these diseases are making a comeback, because people are refusing to get vaccinated against them when a vaccine exists.
Oh, we're going to go down that road. Don't do that with me, Mr. Weisberg. Please don't do that. Do you take vaccines?
Why? Why? People like you who just spread medical misinformation all the time are the problem. You're making people distrustful of things that are proven to be effective.
No, I'm not giving you any misinformation. I'm giving you as it is.
No, you just spread stuff that you heard and that you read on the internet and that you believe. But I'm wondering where you got your medical degree from, Mary.
It's all me. I'm the only one.
Where did you study medicine? Where did you study medicine? The University of Facebook.
Listen, you don't want to give your own immune system a chance. You're screwing it up with all these shots. And not only that, but there's newer ones coming down the line every single day. Every single day, there's a new medicine being advertised. And in the ad, they want you to ask your doctor if it's right for you. If it's right for me, why isn't my doctor offering it?
Well,
it's all for money.
You literally just said that you don't want to be asked about things. And now you're saying, why doesn't your doctor ask you about them?
I want people to be aware of what's going on out there. And no, I haven't gone to medical school, but I've learned a lot. And I have family members in the medical field. I'm going to be talking to somebody today. Boston Hospital. You don't have to listen to me.
What is their job in Boston Hospital? Are they a virologist?
Doctors.
A doctor of what? I can talk to a podiatrist, but I'm not going to take his word about COVID.
Doctors who know about vaccines.
Is it a virologist?
You only want to believe it in one way. Take this.
No, I want to believe the people who actually know what they're talking about.
Well, why should I tell you anything if you're just going to question me every single time?
Because you asked me what I think.
Listen, why would I want to come out here and say things that are wrong, that I think is wrong?
Just because you think it's right doesn't mean that it's right.
Do you take all the vaccines, Mr. Weisberg?
I don't take all of them. I don't get the flu shot.
Well, why are you taking any?
Because I want to be vaccinated against things.
Why don't you take them all? Why don't you take them all if you're going to believe in it?
Because I don't need the flu shot. I don't get the flu.
This is how they screwed up with our systems. Everyone, since they came out with the very first freaking vaccine, okay, now you're screwing up your natural immunities. That's what you're doing. You can have all the vaccines you want, but I, for one, I'm getting sick and tired of hearing it and being pressured into it, and I'm not going to. My doctor already knows me. She's not going to ask me for nothing. They want to inoculate 9-year-old girls to prevent some kind of an illness, but when she gets older, she doesn't need it. Yeah, she doesn't need it at 9 years old. Before you know it, they're going to want to give birth control to 6 and 7 years old.
I think that's a big jump. But Mary,
it's a big jump, but it's coming. It's coming.
I'll just say this. When we go out for our sandwiches, I'm just going to keep a couple seats distance between us, okay? Just because you're not taking these vaccines.
Okay. All right. But I'm not afraid to get near you, whether you've been vaccinated or not.
I don't. Not me either. I'm just teasing.
I mean, hey, I came through pertussis already. My whole family was almost wiped out in 1964. I've got polio shots and all. And listen to this, and I will not forget it. When I got that polio shot, I think I was, 8 or 9. The very next morning, I couldn't get out of bed. My legs, both legs were totally numb. And I called out to my grandmother, who was there living with us. And I said, I can't get out of bed. She goes, come on, get up, get up. I said, I can't get up. And I was like that for the entire day. And little by little, my grandmother kept on rubbing my legs and rubbing my legs. And it got better and better. But that shot affected me.
Man,
we are messing around with our own system the way we were born. That's it. Screw all these vaccines. Now, when you're born and you have a baby, within the first 3 months, that baby is inoculated so many times. I'm sorry. If you can't see that's wrong, come on now. Common sense, you don't even have to be a doctor. To give a newborn baby so many shots and make sure you come back for the second one, make sure. And then
so a newborn baby who doesn't have a healthy and fully developed immune system yet and is susceptible to diseases that we've actually made worse because people won't do things to help mitigate them. So we're trying to give them a shot and give them a chance. You're saying that that's a bad thing.
I respect your idea of things, but in the meantime, you can't just brush all mine away. I'm telling you now, you don't do that to babies that are newborn. As long as the babies are breastfed from their mother, they're going to get a lot of immunity from whatever sicknesses the mother has already had. Don't screw it up.
All right. I'm going to hold you there.
Thank you very much.
You have a nice weekend.
You too. Thank you.
All right. I got to take a break here. That's the thing. Without Phil here doing the news on the half hour, I'm being way more lax about the breaks. But I'll take one here. We'll be back in just a few moments. And welcome back in 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And if you are getting ready for your weekend, I don't know what your plans are. You're going to watch the Patriots. You're going to listen to the Patriots here on WBSM. I mean, I think people are interested in seeing Drake May start. Maybe you've got some other October fun. Maybe you can do some spooky things. Maybe you can do some fall harvest things. I don't think you can go apple picking, right? I think all the apples are probably picked, but maybe you got to go pick out your pumpkin, right? Carve the jack-o'-lanterns. All of those things that you're going to do, you're going to spend time with the family. You're probably thinking to yourself, I'm going to need to stop by Stevie's Wine and Spirits and grab myself something. And you can certainly do that. They have all kinds of great items there with full fall flavors that you're going to want to try out. In fact, they just put up a reel on social media on their Facebook and Instagram page at Stevie's Wine and Spirits where they celebrated some of the Halloweenish type things that they have, including one of my favorites, Demon Seed Whiskey, a whiskey infused with maple and scorpion pepper. It is so good. It's not as hot as you would think it is. Some people can't deal with it. My spice acuity has gone down over the years. But even I was like, it's got a kick, but it's not too much. But they have that as well as some other great flavors. So you can stop by and see those all on display. And don't forget, too, that you can join the Rack House Club and you can get 10% off all your whiskey and bourbon purchases, but also get that curated bag every month that has a bottle equal to or greater than what it costs you to be part of the club. So it's worth it. And then don't forget, on November 9th, they're going to have their big holiday tasting event. I'll be there from 1 to 4. And who knows, you might see me over there today at some point as well. Got to go pick up my bag for this month for the Rack House Club. Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Check it out. They have the purple dot where you can try before you buy. So you don't have to commit to something until you know that you absolutely love it. But if you are a whiskey fan, if you are a rye fan, try some of the dark arts. Everything in that line is good, but it's one of my favorites, and it's good for this time of year, right? Spooky season, dark arts, it works. Also, if you are collecting the Harridan Vodka Paranormal series, they have not one, but two of those paranormal releases over there. You got to beat me to them. I'm trying to save up for them. So check out Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, and online and on social media at Stevie's Wine and Spirits. All right, 508-996-0500. That is my number here. Let me take another break here so I can get back on track. We'll be back in just a few moments. Billy, don't lose my number. It's 508-996-0500. But Billy, if you do lose my number, it's not that hard to call in, because all you have to do is, if you have the WBSM app downloaded, you just need to open it up and press the call us button in the middle of the screen, and it will automatically dial us here in the studio. So, Billy, don't lose our number, but if you do lose our number, we got you covered with the WBSM app. You can also send us app chat messages. You can send us open line recorded voicemails that we can play on the show. You can enter our contest. You can read all of our stories. You can listen to our live stream. You can listen to our podcasts. You can do lots of things. Get live traffic, get live weather. Lots of things right there on the WBSM app. If you haven't downloaded it already, get it from your app store. Or you can go to WBSM.com, click on the listen tab, and you can have it sent directly to your device. The WBSM app brought to you by our friends at South Coast Towing. And thanks to our wonderful IT team, always adding cool new features. So if you don't have it, please download it and utilize it. I think you'll enjoy it. I listen on the app all the time. It's so much easier. Like later on today, I've got to leave here, go to Onset to get a haircut, and then come back here. And rather than deal with, you know, the signal doesn't come in as strong on 99.5 out here, so now I'm going to switch to 1420, and then I'm going to do that. And I just put the app on, push it through the Bluetooth into my radio, and just leave that on the whole time. Super easy. You can wake up in the morning with the app playing WBSM. You can set your alarm to play WBSM to wake you up, and then you can just have it going throughout the course of the day. You walk out into the living room, Alexa picks it up. Alexa starts playing it, or Google Home, whatever you have at your house. You go into the bathroom, take a shower. You can put us on your smart speaker in there. Get in the car. Listen to us in the car. Get to the office. That's seamless technology. All right. 508-996-0500. We will also, we're going to have a very busy day on Monday. Even though it is a holiday, we'll have a lot that we're going to go over. We're going to have our South Coast Health Community Spotlight feature with a very important discussion regarding PACE. We will also be checking in with some folks who have gone down to Florida to try to assist in the wake of the two hurricanes, Helene and Milton, that have struck that state and other areas down there. We also have people who are regular callers that are down there because there are transplants from up here. So we will keep bringing you the latest on all of that. And hopefully they get a break now, because there are some other storms developing. And it's tough to see them get walled with storm after storm. I want to say it was hurricane season of 89. 89, like, just basing it on where I lived at the time, where I seem to remember there being a number of storms kind of in a row. I'd have to go back and look it up historically. But I think up here, we got Hugo, if I remember correctly. But by the time we got it, it was a tropical storm. But that was a pretty big one for where it had hit down south. And I seem to remember there being multiple storms that year. And then, of course, you know, 2 years later, we get hit with Hurricane Bob up here. So while people that live down there are probably better prepared to deal with something like this than we are, you know, still seeing these stories, at least 10 people died and millions still without power, millions unable to return to their homes. just shows the power and destructive fury of nature when it chooses to be that way. 508-996-0500. There were some folks in Boston who are underwater, but had nothing to do with the storms. It's also the second time they've been underwater. As a water main break flood Boston streets for the second time in the same area. It's in Roxbury, in the area between Massachusetts Avenue and Camden Street. And they have significant flooding. They also had this happen not that long ago, just a week ago. They had one water main break, and then a week later, another water main break. I mean, we have these aging systems. These aging systems that are under great stress, especially when one breaks, it puts the pressure on the other parts of it and only weakens those. So I don't know how you fix that. We've talked about that here in New Bedford. New Bedford's water infrastructure is old and aging and needs to be replaced. But how do you do that? How do you rip up an entire city? So I think, you know, it's become more of a, instead of being proactive about it, you have to be reactive when something goes wrong. Hopefully the water doesn't last too long in there and the flooding didn't cause too much damage. But imagine that. Imagine having a flood in your home's basement or your business's basement, and then you get it all cleaned and dried out. You call in the disaster relief companies to come in and they help clean it all up, and you finally got it all, and you're open back up, and then boom, another water main breaks. And this isn't a storm where you can prepare for it and you can be aware of ahead of time. This is something that happens and catches you off guard. And I'm sure there are homes and businesses that have been ruined now from this, for something that city engineers probably knew would need to be replaced sooner rather than later. 508-996-0500. We will be right back. And we're going to be going into the news in just a moment. It'll be the ABC News. Phil is on vacation, so we'll have just ABC News for you. And then we'll be back with more. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We've got plenty that we can discuss with you. And, of course, it is the weekend. It is Drake May's first Patriots start. We're going to have